From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. United States President Donald Trump begins his first international trip as president Friday. Stops on the upcoming trip include Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican, places sacred to three of the world's major religions. In Saudi Arabia, Trump, who has been outspoken about his mistrust of Muslims and has tried to ban Muslims from entering the United States, is set to deliver a speech on Islam before a group of Muslim leaders. H.R. McMaster, Trump's national security advisor, said the president is hopeful for the emergence of a peaceful vision of Islam. The embattled president leaves as controversy continues to swirl around the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. VOA Bill Gallo explains.
A defiant Donald Trump. Speaking alongside Colombia's president, Trump slammed the appointment of a special counsel to look into his campaign's possible ties to Russia.
Believe me, there's no collusion. I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Not everyone, including Trump's own deputy attorney general, who on Wednesday appointed former FBI director Robert Mueller as special counsel to head the investigation. Trump has been accused of obstructing the probe after he fired James Comey as FBI director. Trump also reportedly asked Comey to stop looking into his former White House National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who was in touch with Russian officials during the campaign. Many members of Congress are not convinced. Bill Gallo, VOA News, the White House.
Voting in Iran has been extended by 2 hours for a second time, with polls now closing at 10 p.m. for the presidential election. Polls had been initially slated to close at 6 p.m., but were extended until 8 p.m. because of a rush of voters. More than 60,000 polling stations have been operating in the country to serve Iran's 56 million eligible voters. This is VOA. Syria is condemning a U.S.-led coalition attack on a government military position that Syrian officials say killed several people and caused material damage. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb describes what took place yesterday.
According to a U.S. defense official, these pro-Syrian government forces were in an established deconfliction zone. I was talking to Major Josh Shake. He's a spokesman for U.S. Central Command. They are the ones who are conducting operations inside the Middle East. And Major Jakes told me that they came within this 55-kilometer radius around Ataf Base. Now, Ataf Base is where the U.S. is training hundreds of Syrians.
Russia, a close ally of the Syrian government, called the airstrikes against the government military position unacceptable. Tensions in the area have escalated as Syrian government forces and U.S.-backed Syrian forces fight closer to each other. Both forces have said they are trying to push Islamic State fighters out of the area. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein briefed members of Congress behind closed doors about the selection of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate possible collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the Russians. Representative Elijah Cumming told reporters that he feels Mueller can complete the job effectively.
I was very pleased, certainly, with the selection of Mr. Mueller. You will not push him around. He's a straight shooter, and he will, I think, bring some normalcy to this process.
After Thursday's meeting, senators of both political parties said the public's window into multiple ongoing congressional investigations into Russia's meddling in last year's presidential election and any collusion by the Trump campaign could be constrained now that a special counsel has been appointed to lead the Justice Department's probe into the matter. In addition to the independent counsel investigation led by Mueller, multiple congressional probes are underway. Swedish prosecutors say they have dropped the 7-year rape investigation against Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. Assange has been wanted on rape charges in Sweden, but has been granted asylum by Ecuador. Since 2012, Assange has been living inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid arrest and extradition. Per Samuelson, Assange's lawyer said if authorities had questioned Assange earlier, the issue may have been resolved.
Once they heard Julian Assange during the interview in November last year, they were convinced.
The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. For more information, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.